From the University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
Hello everybody, boots and saddle on the air. Just relax and listen in your easy rocking chair.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you by Park Alleys, a truly unique live music venue featuring roots, country, soul, and jazz 5 nights a week in Winnipeg, Manitoba. Find us at 730 Osborne Street or online at parkalleys.com.
Howdy!
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, friends. Welcome to another installment of the Boots and Saddle Show, your humble home of honky-tonk and beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers. I am your host, your new best friend, your jukebox operator, Sean Burns, and I'm coming right at you from Boots and Saddle headquarters, here in the basement, on the fringes of downtown Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. On the program today, I've got some new and recently released music from the Waymores, Paige and the Overtones, and Rev Dave and the Sin Eaters. You'll hear beautiful country music by beautiful country music singers like Jeannie C. Riley, Roy Acuff, Buck Owens, and more. I'm here with you folks for the next hour. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll enjoy the show. We'll be right back. welcome into the program this week, friends. It's me, your host, your new best friend, Sean Burns. Episode 87 of the Boots and Saddle Show. Thanks for joining me. I'm happy to be here. I'm happy that you're here, too. Now, I know, you know, I've talked about it over the last few weeks. I mentioned it in the most recent edition of our monthly newsletter. You guys are great, great fans and listeners, holding me accountable, sharing your opinions and your stories with me. So I know that there's going to be someone out there that's going to say, Sean, didn't we hear yesterday, all day long, today, just 8 weeks ago? And the answer is yes, we did. We heard it 8 weeks ago, but from Norma Jean. Today, we kicked off the program with Yesterday, All Day Long, Today from Jeannie C. Riley, released as a single in 1968. It was important for me to get Jeannie C. Riley into the program today, and I'm going to tell you why in a moment. Of course, her most popular song was the A-side of that single, a song written by Tom T. Hall, proved to be a smash success, Harper Valley PTA. But in looking back, previous episodes of our run here since we relaunched, I think it was episode 11 that I spun Jeannie doing Harper Valley PTA. Long enough ago that sure, I could have done it here today. I could have done it yesterday all day long today. But I decided not to. I wanted to go to this one. Why did I want to get Jeannie in? Well, here's why, friends. I got this book given to me by a friend of mine named Josie Cron. Josie listens to the program. Josie, you know, celebrity, bartender, Captain Cocktail, an avid eater of breakfast, and a hardworking guy, and also a musician. And Josie's a pal of mine, and if you are tuned in, if you live in Winnipeg, there's a strong chance you know him as well. So he texted me a while back. I don't know when. A while back. It's been a while now. Said, I got something for you. I was like, ooh. Gifts make me a little uncomfortable when they're from friends. But I accept. And I trusted him. I trusted him. He knows what I like. So he popped over to my house one day, and he gave me this book. It's called The Nashville Sound, Bright Lights and Country Music, an intimate portrait of the country and western music scene, written by a fella named Paul Hemphill. And boy, oh boy, you know, it paints such a fantastic picture of the country and western music scene in 1968, 1969. You know, some stuff, of course, that you'd be aware of, you know, the inner workings, the behind the scenes stuff of the music business, if you're a part of it. So if you're not a part of it, this might be a great eye opener to how some things work and how trends are set and how artists get signed and how songs can blow up. It's really, really interesting. Probably the most enjoyable book I've ever read in my life. So the author, Paul Hemphill, he says he listened exclusively to country music for 7 months, lived in Nashville for 2 months, interviewed 150 people, and saw dozens of performances of the Grand Ole Opry. He visited Glen Campbell at CBS Television Studios in Hollywood, California, when he was filming episodes of his program. He rode along with Bill Anderson and the Po' Boys as they played a string of one-nighters around New England. He sat in a tiny dressing room in Bakersfield, California, with Merle Haggard and some friends and hangers-on as they knocked back swigs of straight bourbon from the bottle before Merle took the stage for his hometown crowd. The book talks about Kitty Wells and Ernest Tubb and Porter Wagoner and Buck Owens and a lot of my favorites. But early on in the book, the guy finds himself at Tootsie's. Now, Tootsie's, if you know, great history. Just in the back alley there when you leave the Ryman, which is where the Grand Ole Opry was held for many years, scoot right over to Tootsie's. Now you scoot right over to Robert's Western World, because at Tootsie's in the evening, the bands are less likely to be playing country music. You're going to hear like Journey and at best maybe something from Shania Twain. The only time I heard anything resembling traditional country music at Tootsie's was at the 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. shift at the top bar on the third floor. So it's not, you know, it's a different time. But Tootsie's back then was something special. So I'm going to read you something from this book and sort of set the scene. I've never done this before on the air, but man, this thing just moved me. And it's January, and this is when this story takes place. So we're going to start here on page 16. Early Friday night in Nashville. The cold fog rising off the Cumberland River bottoms at the low end of Broadway, stalking up the broad neon avenue like a swirling gray shark, frosting the windows of Linebaugh's restaurant and Ernest Tubbs' record shop and Roy Acuff exhibits and Showbud guitars snapping at the people. Truck drivers from Wheeling and lathe operators from Gary and their plain women in thin cotton Sears dresses picking over the latest Kitty Wells albums at Buckley's Record Shop No. 2, then moving like sheep down to the novelty shops on Opry Place to giggle over the cheap glass souvenirs and kitchen plaques. Kissing don't last, but cooking do. Finally shuffling up to the front steps of the Grand Ole Opry House and getting in line for the Friday Night Opry. But the smart ones, the ones who know how cold it can get in Middle Tennessee on a January night, are sitting in the scarred booths at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, a 10-second sprint from the Opry House, gawking at the glossy 8x10s of country music stars that blanket the walls, listening in awe while Tootsie unloads on a drunk weaving on a stool at the counter. I ain't gonna have no damn drunks in my place. Observing a duel between two Opry pickers at the pinball machine. Tilt my ass, you made it do two laps around the bar. Keeping an eye peeled on the front door, in case little Jimmy Dickens happens to come by to wet his whistle before going to work, and tapping their feet on the checkerboard linoleum floor, while Loretta Lynn twangs, "Don't come home a-drinkin' with lovin' on your mind" on the jukebox. And that goes on to set the scene for what is a fantastic read. Now, I know I said last week this is not the place we're going to hear any late 60s, early 70s pop country, but there's no denying Glen Campbell's place in country music, in American music, and in this book. And this is a beautiful song. The title track to his 1967 record. Here's Glen Campbell with Gentle on My Mind, right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. And it's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds and the ink stains that are dried upon some line. That keeps you in the back roads by the rivers of my memory. It keeps you ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now that bind me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's just knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving when I walk along some railroad track and find that you're moving on the back roads by the rivers of my memory, and for hours you're just gentle on my mind. Though the wheat fields and the clotheslines and the junkyards and the highways come between us, and some other woman's crying to her mother 'cause she turned and I was gone, I still might run in silence, tears of joy might stain my face, and a summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back roads by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, crackling cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile and a dirty hat pulled low across my face. Through cupped hands round the tin can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're awaiting from the back roads by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Thank you.
Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore. From the queen of flowing mountain to the South Bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, there's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball. Eastern states are dandy, so the people always say. From New York to St. Louis and Chicago, by the way. From the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall. No changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand. And always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle. She glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
Smooth talking man. Lonely women make good lovers. So if you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Lots of times a lonely girl will go out on the town with no thought of evil on her mind. But she don't try to plant bad seeds. But there's something every woman needs, and a friendly smile will do it every time. Smooth-talking man. Lonely women make good lovers. So if you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Once a woman's tasted love, she can't do without it. She'll search for something warm when she gets cold. And if her lips are wet with wine, when it comes to loving time, she'll trade her pride for something warm to hold. Smooth-talking man. Lonely women make good lovers.
If you got a woman, better treat her just as good as you can. Of a good-looking, smooth-talking man.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Nectar Fine Tattooing. Located at 329 5th Street South, for over 13 years, Nectar has been your prime destination for high-quality tattoos in downtown Lethbridge, Alberta. Give them a call at 403-942-0842 or find them on Instagram at Nectar Fine Tattooing.
The one I love don't want me hanging round. All she does is put me on and put me down. Tonight she's with a stranger at a party in her home, and I'm here at the tavern getting stoned. 'Cause if I gotta go, I'll go down swinging, where there's lights and laughter, booze and blondes, and lots of sad, sad singing. I'll sober up tomorrow and cry all day, I know. At least I'll go down swinging. What a swinging way to go. I'll dance with all the girls and buy the wine. Play the jukebox till I'm down to my last dime. She thinks she made a fool of me by loving someone else. She should see me make a fool out of myself. 'Cause if I gotta go, I'll go down swinging, where there's lights and laughter, booze and blondes, and lots of sad, sad singing. I'll sober up tomorrow and cry all day, I know. At least I'll go down swinging. What a swing!
Whisperin' Bill Anderson with I'll Go Down Swingin' from his 1965 record Bright Lights and Country Music. Now, I know we just did a full episode of Bill Anderson written songs not that long ago, but Bill featured prominently in the book that I had just read that I mentioned, and I had to get one in. And yeah, you know, I much prefer Porter Wagoner's version of that song, but Bill wrote it, so we went to Bill today. Before that, we heard Bob Lumen with the title track to his 1972 record, Lonely Women Make Good Lovers. Now, Bob Lumen appears at the tail end of the book, catching quite a bit of flack, you know, from some of the traditionalists, Roy Acuff especially. And, you know, maybe their jarring back and forth was for show. Maybe it was sincere. I don't know. It seems the author didn't know either. But, you know, Bob was a little rock and roll for some of those Opry people, and not quite country enough, and I get it. I was gonna play Let's Think About Living by Bob Lumen, which is a single he released in 1960, a song that I used to sing in the LC3, our short-lived trio stint, but the wounds are still not fresh, but you know. Before Bob Lumen, the aforementioned king of country music, Roy Acuff, with Wabash Cannonball. I'm not exactly sure when that version was recorded. I found it on the Essential Roy Acuff, one of those greatest hits compilations. But the original release from Roy Acuff of Wabash Cannonball, I do believe, was 1936. Kicking it all off was Glen Campbell, the title track to his 1967 album, Gentle on My Mind. Now, we heard Judy Lynn sing Gentle on My Mind from a live, I think in Vegas, recording maybe about a year ago or something. But, you know, no intentions of going to Glen Campbell. But I had to do it again because he features prominently in the book. The book I mentioned that I talked about before that block of songs is called The Nashville Sound, Bright Lights and Country Music, an intimate portrait of the country and Western music scene, sort of centered around 1968-69, written by Paul Hemphill. I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to share it on the Boots and Saddles socials. And I finished reading it last week, and I'm fixing to read it again, and I'll probably read it again after that. And folks, you are tuned in to the Boots and Saddles show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns. Thanks for joining me today, wherever you are. Maybe you're tuned in live. Maybe you're on the live stream. Maybe you're on the podcast feed. I don't know your life. But hey, thanks for making some time for the Boots and Saddle Show in it. We got a three-pack here. Some new and recently released tunes. I wasn't intending on doing any new and recently released stuff this week. But, you know, I got some messages from some people representing some artists and listened to the music. And I thought, hey, let's do a three-pack. The Waymores are a group based out of Atlanta, Georgia. They got a new album coming out on February 13th called The Knot. They've released a handful of singles from it already. This one was released on December 12th. It's The Waymores with Ain't Missin' You right here on the Boots and Saddle Show.
I miss the good times and all we went through. I don't miss the late nights of fighting with you. I miss the drinking, dancing, and all we would do. Oh, darling, I ain't missing you.
I don't miss the heartache I've
Saddle Show is brought to you in part by Gilmore Guitars. Located at 7895 49th Avenue in Red Deer, Alberta, from custom designs to the finest materials, at Gilmore Guitars, each instrument is handcrafted with passion and precision. Find them on Instagram at Gilmore_guitars or at home base, gilmoreguitars.net. That's G-I-L-M-O-R-E guitars. Get a Gilmore. Experience the difference.
Lost and found is the way I feel on the head of a pin. Through the eye of a needle, the road unwinds and the road reveals. Through the thorns of time and the spinning wheel, lost and found, running into sunshine. Not your heart. I've been stumbling around since we've been apart. Just like sand swirling in a dust storm, I turn my back to the wind. I'm struggling to keep warm. Lost and found, running into sunshine, I'm lost and found, where the light meets the white line. Picked me up when I fall down. Lord, it lifts me up when they come around. I'll meet you down at the lost and found. White line.
Three pack there of some, you know, new and relatively recently released material from Newfoundland. That's Rev Dave and the Sin Eaters with Lost and Found from their record Clouds Like Buffalo. I guess the record was released to the streaming platforms, I think in July, I read, but just recently released to radio. And the fella that sent it my way is a guy named John, who is really good at his job, stays in steady touch with me, urging me to play the artists he's representing. I got to the point where I finally was like, no. on a couple of them. Like, just no, I'm not going to do it, despite your persistence. And then he sent me this one, and I listened to the record, and I liked that song. And then, you know, it occurred to me, I was like, man, I've paid people money to do PR or to work radio stuff for me before, and I'm not sure any of them have had the work ethic of John. I was like, hey, man, like, maybe we could chat about you working my next record. And he said, yeah. So John, I'm going to give you a call at some point soon. I've had a busy week here. But there you go. That's how it's done, folks. Squeaky wheel. Whatever. Before that, from Las Vegas, Page and the Overtones with a single released back on September 12th called Flying in the Rain. Kicking it all off was the Waymores with Ain't Missing You. That one was released as a single on December 12th, but their new record, The Knot, is due out on February 13th. Some nice picking on that one. And, you know, probably going to hear some more from that record as it comes out, or as some more singles are released. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's going on. We'll see what's going on. Folks, you're tuning into the Boots and Saddles Show. It's me, your host, Sean Burns, your new best friend, damn it. Thanks so much for tuning in. So to circle back quickly to this book, this Nashville Sound, Bright Lights and Country Music book that I've been talking about here today, you know, reading that book brought back some memories for me when I was beginning my country music apprenticeship. You know, I grew up in a home that wasn't filled with country music, but my father, you know, well-experienced touring, traveling performer and country music picker, and had a great cassette and record collection that I more than helped myself to around the time, especially in my early teens. And we had this music store in my hometown, downtown. The place is gone now. It was called Wilson and Lee. And it was like, you know, specialized in kind of like low-end instruments. There was not a Fender or a Gibson or a Marshall anywhere in sight on the floor. And it was, you know, kind of cheaply made, probably Japanese guitars. And they were kind of, a lot of them were like ugly. And this is, you know, the days before the boutique thing really kicked off. And they would prey on people that didn't know any better. People buying instruments for their kids, or, you know, dudes that worked at General Motors in Oshawa and had some money to spend and didn't go to Long & McQuaid, which was the best, you know, we had in Oshawa. But it was down the street from my high school, and they had, you know, of course they had all the books, the, you know, the how-tos, the learn the song books and stuff, but they had this great CD collection. And this is like 1998, 99, early 2000, say. And that's the place where I bought my first country music CDs. My dad had cassettes and he had vinyl, but we didn't have a record player at the time. And I was listening to some cassettes, but this is where I got the CDs. And I remember I came home with a stack of them. Greatest hits stuff, some live stuff, you know, some of the re-recorded things. I didn't really know what I was getting, but I knew the names of the people that I was buying the records of and that I liked them. So I came home this one day. I had a Hank Williams greatest hits, like one of the 24 greatest hits or whatever. And then I had a Merle Haggard record that had just come out. So this is 2000, year 2000. They had the Merle Haggard record that came out, Motorcycle Cowboy, live at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, and Red Volkart on the guitar. And my dad's like, hey, that guy's from Canada. I was like, no way. Blowing my mind, right? And Buck Owens, a greatest hits from Buck Owens, an all-time greatest hits. And it really opened my mind, and it really blew my mind. You know, I had been familiar with the Merle stuff, and I had really gotten a little intimate with it. But this is the Buck Owens opening my mind huge. And my dad was a huge fan of Buck in the 60s when he was a young kid learning how to play and coming up. And he was so excited to listen to the songs. He hadn't heard them in a long time. This is the days. This is even pre-Napster. This is pre-streaming. It's all of it. I remember him playing a couple of the songs. And I remember learning this one in the 60s and the 70s when I was a kid. And we kind of bonded over this Bakersfield sound, this stuff. So I'm going to play a few songs here from that stack of records, stack of CDs, pardon me, that I brought home that day 26 years ago. From a 1973 record called In the Palm of Your Hand. With perfect, perfect country music bass playing. It's Buck Owens with Made in Japan, right here on the Boots and Saddles Show.
Sister radio comes from far away, and when it's night over here, over there, it's a breaking day. sand with the beautiful girl that I met made in Japan. The beauty of her face was beyond my wildest dreams, like cherry blossoms blooming in the mountain in the early spring. She softly took hold of my hand. That's when I fell deep in love with the girl made in Japan. Up at the break of day, her smiling eyes always seem to try to understand all the love in my heart for the girl made in Japan. My transistor radio comes from far away, and when it's night over here, over there, she said she'd been promised to another man. That's when I left my heart with the girl made in Japan. Yes, my heart will always be with the girl made in Japan.
Yeah, I want to dedicate to all those folks who are here. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee. We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take no trips on LSD. We don't burn no draft cards down on Main Street. We like living right and being free. We don't make no party out of nothing. We like holding hands and pitching wool. We still let our hair grow any way we want to, like the hippies up in San Francisco do. Sing it. I'm proud to be an Okie from the school. Thank you. A place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Toughest thing on campus, and the kids there still respect the college dean. Everybody sing one more time. I'm proud to be an Okie from Muskogee, a place where even squares can have a ball. We still wave old glory down at the courthouse. White lightning's still the biggest thrill of all. Hey, we still wave old glory down at the courthouse. In Muskogee, Oklahoma, USA.
The Boots and Saddle Show is brought to you in part by the Emerald Club Tattoo Company. Located at 365 Eveline Street in Selkirk, Manitoba, Canada, it's just a short 35-kilometer drive north of downtown Winnipeg. Find them on Instagram at Emerald Club Tattoo or call 204-482-0020. The Emerald Club, Manitoba's favorite traditional tattoo shop.
Today I passed you on the street, and my heart fell at your feet. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. Somebody else stood by your side, and he looked so satisfied. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you. A picture from the past came slowly stealing as I brushed your arm and walked so close to you. Then suddenly I got that old time feeling. I can't help it if I'm still in love with you.
If nothing else, that long since defunct low-end music store that existed in my hometown, if nothing else, they had a great collection of country music CDs for sale. And 26 and 27 years ago, I was there making my first purchases. And we heard from three artists from that original haul. Released as a single in 1951, recorded on March 16th, 51, released in May. That was Hank Williams with I Can't Help It If I'm Still in Love with You. Before that, Merle Haggard with Okie from Muskogee from a live record, Motorcycle Cowboy, recorded live at Billy Bob's big old dance hall in Fort Worth, Texas, released in the year 2000, I think recorded on New Year's Eve, 99. Not sure, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure. Kicking it all off was Buck Owens with Made in Japan from his 1973 record In the Palm of Your Hand. I've been doing that one on the solo gigs lately, but I'd like to do it with Lost Country. Maybe you'll hear us do that sometime soon. We got time for one more here for you, friends. And to once again circle back to the book I've been talking about here all day, gotta play one from Loretta Lynn. She's all over this book. From her 1967 record, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind, we're gonna hear Loretta's version of I Really Don't Want to Know. Boots and Saddles brought to you by Park Alleys, located at 730 Osborne Street in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. Check them out at parkalleys.com. Sean Burns and Lost Country are going to be on stage every Thursday next month in February at Park Alleys, and we hope to see you then. Archived episodes of the program are available on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Those are updated every Tuesday around 3 p.m. Central. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Boots and Saddle Show. Our monthly newsletter, Saddle Up, is available at bootsandsaddle.substack.com. You can read or subscribe for free, or a paid subscription is also available if you feel like showing a little bit of extra support to the show. Email me with your questions, concerns, comments, complaints, requests, music submissions, whatever, to bootsandsaddleshow@gmail.com. If you don't feel like waiting until February, this weekend, Friday, January 16th, Sean Burns and Lost Country are going to be on stage at the ANAF Club 60 in Osborne Village in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, starting at 9 p.m. Saturday, January 17th, we're at Bell's Kitchen and Music Hall from 8:15 to 11 p.m. Hope to see you folks out there this weekend. Thanks for tuning in this week, friends. I hope that you enjoyed the show. Have a great week. And we'll chat later.
Enjoyed playing here for you today, and we hate to leave, but we'll be back with you for long, so keep listening. Remember the folks that make it possible for us to drop around with you, too. This is Hank Williams speaking for all the boys, saying best of luck and health to you, and thanks a whole lot for listening.
CKUW 95.9 FM, listener-driven radio in Winnipeg.
Generous support to CKUW 95.9 FM is provided by Into the Music, quality collectible music since 1987. Into the Music is located in the Exchange District, 245 McDermott at the corner of King Street. To receive our twice-weekly newsletter, call the store or go online at intothemusic.ca to sign up. Kick off your Friday evenings at 7:30 with us at our in-store stage for free all-ages shows featuring local bands and performers.
Please consider the Meta World Stupa Loop show on CKUW 95.9 FM every Wednesday 2 to 4 p.m.
With your CKUW Friends card, you are supporting CKUW 95.9 FM and our friends in the community. 100% of your donations go to the general operations at CKUW 95.9 FM. And with a Friends card, your dollars will get you more at
the King Cobb Market Pub at 580 Ellis Avenue, your local arts and craft beer pub. With a rotating selection of local beer, art, music, and Southern-inspired pub eats, your 10% discount on all food and selected taps makes this West End neighborhood pub an ideal place to start, end, or even be your next night out. Be sure to check out their Bella Vista nights every Wednesday for free live music sponsored by CKUW 95.9 FM. Fiercely local.
Join CKUW's community of support by donating $35 during Fund Drive in February to get a friend's card and get access more deals around Winnipeg.